insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again, brothers and sisters, to the program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit more from the verses of the Holy Quran. Let's hear the verses first.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We were discussing verse 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, and how after commanding the angels who had first questioned the creation of such a being to prostrate to Adam, and Shaitan or Iblis at that point rejected that idea, and he refused to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, which is mentioned in this verse, verse 36, to leave. And also Adam and Eve, which were put in a garden, the Garden of Eden, which, as we mentioned, apparently was not actually on earth. And it was actually not the paradise that will come into existence at the end of time, and that people and human beings will be living in. I don't want to get into the details of this, but there's something in between the physical and the absolutely non-physical, or as they call it in some of the Islamic sciences, as the Mujarrad realm of existence. There is a realm of existence that's quite kind of in between, that's not exactly material, and it's not exactly immaterial either. It's something in between, and they call it Alamul Mithal, or as we probably more commonly know it, as Barzakh. Again, as I said, I don't want to get into the details of this realm of existence. However, the point was that Adam and Eve were in this garden, and they were told not to eat from a particular plant, which according to narrations was wheat. And they were told, if you do that, then you were going to lose some of the benefits that you'd had. And as we said, that this command meant that if you want to continue staying in this garden, which is really a very pleasant life without the difficulties that you will be facing once you're moved to earth, then you should not eat from this. And if you do eat from it, you will be moved from your position and from this very pleasant life that you have into and moved on earth, where there will be difficulties, as the verses will go on. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that shaitan was the one who fooled them and tempted them to eat from that plant that he had forbidden them from eating. And therefore, after they ate from that plant, they were going to be leaving from where they were in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. And Iblis, Shaitan, dislodged them from what they were in. At this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. Apparently, as Allama Tabatabai says in his tafsir or commentary of the Holy Quran, this command of ihbitu ba'dukum li ba'din adu is addressed to the three of them, meaning Adam and Eve and their enemy, Shaitan. Says, you both leave. And as the verses in the other sections of the Holy Quran address this issue, the command from God to Shaitan to leave his status was after he had disobeyed. And when the command to Adam and Eve to leave the garden that they were in came after they disobeyed. Now this is combining the two and saying that we told them to leave where they were in. Shaitan or Iblis, after he had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his status he had to leave, and Adam and Eve had to leave from their position, which was in the Garden of Eden, after they had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, ba'dukum li ba'din adu is referring to a Quranic fact, a reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a number of times in the Holy Quran, which is Shaytan, Iblis, and many of his kind, the jinn who follow his lead, are going to be human beings' enemies, not physical enemies. We don't have, or we barely have any narrations or indications in history that they have physically actually fought mankind. And even those who have, that's not what the Holy Quran is talking about. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about is the spiritual war. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the story of Adam and Eve, has given us commands, has given us rules to govern our lives based on, and it is Shaitan that comes and tempts us and whispers to us to go ahead and commit that act. This is what this verse is pointing to. Now, mentioning Iblis, there was a point that I would like to share with you that should have been actually mentioned in the previous verse, the previous verse says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when he commanded Iblis and the angels to prostrate to Adam, it was Iblis that rejected. The angels prostrated, but Iblis did not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Abba wastakbar. He refused and acted arrogantly. There were a couple points that I thought would be beneficial for us to mention here regarding that issue, although we're not discussing that verse at this point. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the trait that caused him to refuse is arrogance. Abba wastakbar. He refused and acted arrogantly. So it is the arrogance. It was the arrogance in him that caused him to refuse the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt too arrogant to prostrate to Adam. According to other verses that deal with the same story, the reply that Iblis gave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why did you refuse to prostrate to Adam? The reply was that I am superior to him. You've created me with fire, and he is created from earth, from dirt, from dust. And fire is energy. It's superior to dirt, which can really not do anything. That also is another trait that in the ahadith is referred to as asabiyya, or maybe more commonly known today as racism. My race is superior to yours. So I wanted to address this issue from the ahadith. It is interesting. We have a interesting narration from the sixth Imam alayhi salatu wassalam in the very noble book of Kafi. He says, "Usul al-kufr thalatha." The pillars of kufr and disbelief are three. What causes, rejecting truth, the truth which is actually kufr, that is founded on three pillars. Al-hirs, wal-istikbar, wal-hasad. It is greed, arrogance, and jealousy. Now, how is that? The Imam goes on to explain. He says, فَأَمَّا الْحِرْصِ فَإِنَّ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حِينَ نُهِيَ عَنِ الشَّجَرَةِ حَمَلَهُ الْحِرْصُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ أَكَلَ مِنْهَا. How was hirs, or greed, a pillar, what kufr, rejecting the truth, how was that what... How is greed what rejecting the truth is founded on? He says that, well, it's because when Adam was told to stay away from that tree or from that plant, it was greed that caused him to eat from it. Okay, so this disobedience, which is rejecting what God had told him, which is rejecting the truth, one of the first of its kind is because of greed. وَأَمَّا الْإِسْتِكْبَارِ, which is the point why I mentioned this hadith, says فَإِبْلِيسِ. This is because one of the first sins, which is again, as I said, rejecting the truth. I would like to point here very briefly that kufr in the Holy Quran even, and also in the hadith, doesn't always refer to disbelief. Okay, Shaitan did believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many thousand years, according to narrations. And also on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes him to be saying to those who were misled from the right path through his temptations, he says, referring to the idol or addressing the idol worshippers, he says, I don't believe in your gods. I reject your gods. I believe in one God. I believe in God. So his kufr was not rejecting belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it is what some scholars like to term as practical kufr. Okay, rejecting the truth in practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, if you accept God as the authority, that means whatever he says, you obey. If you don't do that, then you're actually rejecting that. So this is what the kufr in this hadith is referring to. So the second one was arrogance, that the Imam says the reason why this is a foundation of kufr is that one of the first sins that was committed was this, that Iblis حَيْثُ أُمِرَ بِالسُّجُودِ لِآدَمْ فَأَبَى, that Iblis was commanded to prostrate to Adam, but he refused. This is a very, very dangerous trait that we have. Some of us have in us, and we really need to get rid of, otherwise it would cause us to fall into a similar situation that Iblis did. Now I don't have too much time to explain how to get rid of this trait, but briefly, just like any other spiritual disease that we would have, because the cause of this spiritual disease is the weakness in faith in God, then the only way to get rid of it is actually to strengthen the faith in God. And how we do that is through practicing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In this case, whenever we feel that feeling of arrogance, remind ourselves that, okay, what has God told us to do in this situation? Make sure we follow that path and not do what our arrogance dictates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from the Holy Quran and also from the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya allam al-uyubi, ya kashaf al-kurubi, ya دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا